Hey, Mary, can you believe we're here at the end of another season of the podcast?
Cheers, we made it to the finale.
We made it to the end of the school year and the end of the season.
I'm grateful to close this chapter of this year, but I'm excited too for the new beginnings too. So, great.
Let's recap and celebrate.
Here we go.
This is the Reading Teachers Lounge, where listeners can eavesdrop on professional conversations between elementary reading teachers. We're passionate about literacy and strive to find strategies to reach all learners. Shannon and Mary are neighbors who realized that they were literacy soul sisters at a dinner in their Atlanta neighborhood. Once they started chatting about reading, they haven't really stopped. Come join the conversation.
Welcome to the Reading Teachers Lounge. This is Season 5, Episode 18. My name is Mary Sagafi. I am a dyslexia advocate and a reading tutor. I'm so happy that you're joining us today.
And I'm Shannon Betts. I've been teaching since 2002. I've been a classroom teacher and a reading specialist. Currently, I'm working part-time as a reading resource teacher at a private school. So, Mary, I really want to talk to you about the things that we covered this season in the podcast in season 5. I want to know what you've done this school year because we haven't had a lot of time to catch up and see what's been going on during this whole school year. It's gone by so quickly. And then I want to know what's going on in your summer, what you have planned for you and your family, and also for you professionally, and then kind of see what you're looking forward to for next year.
I'm so excited. These are what some of my favorite episodes. I love our the end cap kind of and talking about, you know, kind of how the arc has gone throughout the year. So I'm excited to share with you a little bit about some of these high points this year. First of all, I have to say I'm really proud of this season. I think that the guests that we've had on, the topics that we've covered, I know for just personally and just sharing this with you, it's been a little bit difficult to put ourselves out there and really dig into what we're sharing with reading teachers. And we've gotten a lot of really great feedback, and I'm really proud of the content that we've been able to share with teachers this year, and especially a lot of the guests that we've been able to have on the show. And
I feel like I've grown a lot in my own professional knowledge, like the Reading Brain episode with Dr. Marnie Ginsburg and the orthographic mapping episode with Anna Geiger, and then our most recent episode with Malia Hallowell about putting the science of reading into action. I feel like all of those just helped me really understand those big ideas in the reading research and how to apply it with students. And then I really loved also that Balancing It All episode where we talked about with when we talked with Linda Ryan, just because that felt like the real Reading Teacher's Lunch where we actually brought someone in and we were just moving our own understanding forward through a back and forth the discourse with a professional colleague that we respect. And then the Schwa episode was really fun because like now Mindful Teacher Rachel's become like a friend in real life.
Yes,
and online.
In real life.
Yeah, since
Exactly.
She lives in Atlanta with us, we've actually been able to meet up with her.
Yeah, I couldn't agree with you more. And I want to go back to the Marty Ginsburg episode too, the episode 6 in season 5, Balancing It All. And I feel like
The Marty Ginsburg one or the Reading Brain one?
Oops, sorry. That was, no, I'm thinking of Balancing It All.
Balancing It All. That was episode 6 with Linda Ryan.
With Linda Ryan. Sorry, I got my notes confused there. But no, I loved that because you're right. We were able to really take the Reading Teacher's Lounge and I think in that episode really make the Reading Teacher's Lounge come to life and have those like back and forth conversations and making sure that we were trying to teach teachers how to be critical consumers and advocates for their students and in choosing curriculum and finding a balance and making these like important instructional decisions. That was one of my absolute favorites.
And when she said implement it with integrity rather than fidelity, that just touched my heart.
Exactly. Because of course we all want to do that. And sometimes just having someone give you permission to continue to do the next right thing.
Yeah.
I think it does make a big difference. My other favorite episode was with The Simple View of Reading and Beyond, episode 9 with
Dr.
Dr.
Janet
Moore.
Mort. She
Oh,
was great.
she is such an inspiration. And I think the biggest thing that I took away from her was how important it is as a professional teacher, to dig into the research. And I feel like that has really inspired me. That's something that I do kind of want to keep sharing about, because that's something I want to keep up with, part of the practice of how my career has kind of evolved now. And while I'm constantly doing some professional development, digging into actual research is a little bit different.
Well, she gave
And
us permission to do that too, rather than
right.
waiting for someone else to interpret the research for us and then put
Right.
it in digestible pieces. She's saying you can read the research yourself
And yeah,
directly.
I'm really encouraged by that. And I would be so remiss if I didn't mention my online teacher bestie. My fangirl moment of all time was when Emily Gibbons was on the podcast
Oh,
within
such a good
Literacy Myth.
episode about
She's
decodable text.
fantastic. And the way that she recommends decodable text, and of course, as many longtime listeners know, I've used her materials for a really long time, and I really appreciate her point of view with the science of reading and approaching things as an Orton Gillingham tutor, and continuing to do tasks with multi-sensory implementation, and the way that she helped us share about decodable text just warmed my heart. It was such a dream come true. That was so cool.
Well, we spent a lot of money at my own school on decodable text in the last year and a half. We bought the entire Geode series from Great Minds, which is extremely expensive. We bought Flyleaf. We bought the Hegarty ones that Emily wrote herself,
Right.
and some from High Noon Books and from Phonics Books. And just learning from her, I've been able to use those more effectively with the students at my school.
Yeah, no, and not to mention how beautiful the resources that you were able to purchase are too. It's just, I love being able to put high quality materials into students' hands. And now that they are decodable texts that are the appropriate books that kids should be reading for the level that they are at in their learning journey, in the process of learning to read. It's amazing. So
But I
great.
like what, like, she gave us like a little kind of menu of activities to do, like not just the decodable text, but start with some sound mapping activities. Decode some words, dictate some words, do some decodable sentences, and then jump into the decodable text. And I really like that. And I've implemented that in all my decodable text activities with my students. And then also, I've been training a para that was hired to help me this year, and I'm making sure that she has those steps as well.
Love. Some recent episodes I have to also kind of call to attention, because I think so these are some of our greatest guests too. So putting the science of reading into action, wow. I was so excited about this resource, and having kind of a sneak peek into it. Malia Hollowell did a really great job of giving lots of permission, making a really clear and concise, easy to pick up, set down, figure out where you were, remind yourself with really great visuals. Her new book, Putting the Science of Reading into Action, is just so great. So I loved having a conversation with her. I feel like she's our new teacher bestie too.
Did you see the day we recorded? She put on Instagram like a picture of us, and she was like, "That moment you found your people."
I mean, it
I
was
mean, we
so
all felt
mutual.
it, you know. Yeah.
It was so great. I felt that way with Jamie Sears too, the not so
Yes.
wimpy teacher.
So
She,
fun. We learned
oh,
so much from her in her book.
and I think because I don't know exactly how I can phrase this to make sense to all of our listeners, but I have just been kind of in a period in life where everything has felt a little heavy. The struggles of my learners have felt heavy, the struggles of my kids and just family situations. And I feel a little out of control. And not to the point where anything terrible is happening. You don't need to be worried about me, but it's just that adulting moment where everything feels a little bit heavy. And so I think with Jamie Sears' episode, the practical tips for
For reading
teaching
teachers,
reading,
yeah.
yeah, it gave so much permission. And I'm not sure why I need permission right now, but I think somebody just kind of giving you the like tap on the shoulder, like, you're doing all the things. Like, keep doing all of these great things, but also don't forget you're human and it's okay to be confused or struggle or grapple with things. And
So
anyway,
we're
I.
not the only one who feels that way. We actually, you're not the only one
Right.
who feels that way. A lot of people listening feel that way. We just had this week a listener email us and say, "Can you share that permission slip graphic with me? Because I need to share it with my entire district."
Right.
So
Wait,
she is
we.
like modifying it to create permission slips to give to all of the teachers in her district, just
Because
for whatever they need permission to take off their plate to. You know, be minus work. We don't have to be perfectionists all the time. You know, just to give ourselves some grace.
exactly. And to allow yourself to be a bit vulnerable, take off that hard exterior and realize you're human. It's okay. It's okay. You are, if you're putting your foot forward, doing the next right thing again and again every day, that's enough. You are enough. And I don't know, but that message has been really important for me to hear lately. So I just wanted to share that.
Awesome.
Yeah. No, but anyway, I'm so excited about this season. Really, everything, every one of our episodes, I'm really proud of. Especially the hard work that we've done about understanding the way that the brain works. And
I was terrified to tackle that topic.
We were just so timid, and we're not brain scientists, and we don't know do we know what we're talking about? And we had some behind the scenes chats too about, do we really understand what this means? Let's talk it through once more.
Shout out to Sprigg Learning for learning with us and then also for putting us in touch with Dr. Janet Mort.
Right. And I think that really, I don't know, it set us on a really good trajectory this season, and I'm proud of that. And I also feel like it's given me a bit of inspiration too. And I think with the podcast together, we're kind of just like eager to improve our practice of teaching adults, right? So I feel like when we first came into the podcast, I felt like a newbie teacher. Like, I'm going to just keep saying what I can say. This is what I know. I'm going to try to put the best information that I know out there. And some of it made us a bit vulnerable, right? Some people are still thinking that we love Lucy Calkins, and
Well, I when I
it's
was
not that we
using Lucy
don't.
Calkins, I was putting Wiley Blevins with it. I was putting Science of
Right.
Reading principles with it. It didn't look like the Lucy Calkins script. I just she did push me forward a little bit in being more creative as a writer and understanding how to break down writing lessons with teacher with
That's
students. And
exactly where I
I'm going to
swung
credit her
too.
with that. Like I became a better writing teacher using that curriculum, but that is also because I knew about all these other things. I wasn't, you know, following
Correct.
it. I was not following it with fidelity. I was
Well,
following it with my own integrity.
anyway, what I would like to just say is we are of the mindset that when we know better, we're going to continue to do better. And I really appreciate the opportunity to continue to grow. So even if, I feel like, maybe some of the sentiments that we had early on have kind of been rectified in our journey of learning the science of reading. I'm not ashamed of that at all. And I don't think that we should condemn people who are on their journey either. And so if you are on this journey with us, we're really excited that you have stuck with us for 5 seasons. And I think, like, just as it kind of happens in the classroom too, after the seasons of your first year teaching, you've reached that milestone. Your second year, you've reached another milestone. When you become a third year teacher, you kind of reach a new milestone where you feel a little bit more confident in your own abilities, and you can really like take on new things with experience. And I feel like finally we are of like the experience piece of training adults in this, and sharing teaching in a different way, where I love teaching my little people, but I've also really started to enjoy teaching adults in this way too, and
Well, I
this
think that's
platform
just
has
that
given
the
us.
Reading Teachers Lounge has grown into a professional learning community because it's we hear so much from listeners,
Right.
and we're bringing them into the Reading Teachers Lounge. They're having us come in, and the conversations really are continuing on and off the air. And so it feels like a more active learning place.
It's sparking joy for me. I'm really enjoying that too.
Well, I love doing it with you. So.
I know this has been such a cool journey for us. Okay, so I want to hear a little bit about your summer. Tell me about some of your summer plans.
So, I not really going to travel. You know, last year I went to Lebanon for my brother's wedding, which was so cool and it was
Very
beautiful there.
cool.
But no weddings in the summer, no big trips in the summer. However, my sister is getting married in December in Rome, so
Yay.
that will be a trip of kind of saving all the travel points and travel dates for that trip. Personally, I just need to get my home in order. Like, things have been a mess for me, honestly, since season one after the brain injury.
Yeah.
So I guess that was really season two. I just need to just like go through clutter, bring it to Goodwill, finally find the bottom of the laundry pile after 3 years. Get my garage where I can see the floor and we can actually use it. Just a bunch of kind of things like that.
Yeah.
As far we are actually going to be doing some stuff with the podcast, so and some
Yeah.
professional goals for the summer. So I'm going to be reading some books about science of reading, specifically comprehension topics and vocabulary topics. And I'll be sharing about those on Instagram. And so we will be really active on Instagram. And if y'all miss us, in the middle of the season, we hear from some of you guys say, "When are you coming back on here? We miss you." So find us on Instagram or Facebook, and we will stay in touch with you. And we continue the conversation there. And then also, we have just launched an email list. And so if you go to readingteacherslounge.com at the very bottom, you'll see our sign up for the newsletter. And we are going to be communicating regularly through email. So we would love for you to connect with us that way and share contact information with us so that we can stay in touch with you. The other really exciting thing that we're doing this summer is we are going to be participating in the Educate and Rejuvenate Conference on June 27th and 28th.
Yay.
And it's just a cool event because I like the title of it, Educate and Rejuvenate, where it's going to be learning, professional learning topics, but it's also going to be a lot about giving back to yourself and recharging as a teacher and connecting with other teachers. And our topic is going to be key pieces in reading success, but there are just so many other speakers. Stay tuned at the end of the episode, and we're actually going to share a lot more information about the conference. But just save the date for June 27th, 28th, and know that that's going to be a big thing that we're going to be doing this summer. And it's a pre-recorded session that you'll be able to watch if you sign up. But then also, we'll be really active that week with all the participants so that it feels more like a live event, even though it's virtual. And then the last thing this summer is just we're still going to be more active in our Patreon, which I'm really excited because you just mentioned that,
Still.
you know, we're the Reading Teachers Lounge, you know, we're connecting more with other teachers and helping them. And that's the platform where we're doing that the most, where teachers are joining up with us and joining our membership to get either small group support or one-on-one support from us so that we can more directly help them, not just through an episode, but directly help them with lesson plans and interpreting student data and things like that. So I'm
Yeah.
excited. I love just connecting with reading teachers and talking to them. So,
I mean, that was the purpose of us
yes.
starting this whole thing. And it's I don't know, I feel like it is rejuvenating when you connect with people who are like-minded, or not even like-minded, but are just curious and are eager. And I find that to be really hopeful, helpful, and inspires me to keep working hard. And yeah, so I feel similarly. Like, I'm
What are you going
so
to do this
excited.
summer?
I'm so
Similar
excited about this
things? I mean, obviously,
conference.
we're doing the podcast things
Yes.
together.
We're, thank goodness.
So you'll be
It
doing
just,
email with me. You'll be doing
I'll
Instagram
be.
with me. You'll be doing Educate and Rejuvenate with me. You'll be doing Patreon with me. But then what are the things you're doing separately?
No, what I'm so excited. Actually, I'm really eager to kind of like plug back into the podcast because it's been a very busy personal year for our family in a good way. But my youngest is going to be starting kindergarten next year, and so that is going to change some of the hats that I'm wearing and change some of the time that I
She
am
was
dedicating.
so young when we started.
I remember at one of our very first meetings was I had just found out I was pregnant and I was
Yes, before we even
so
started
nauseous.
it.
And yeah, it's kind of
She's grown
wild.
up with the
She
podcast.
has grown up and I'm really proud of her right now too. She is a little reader in her own right too, and she's curious about other things, very different than my older daughter, which is so funny. But today, for a quick example, because sometimes a little anecdote about your kids is always helpful. But she really wanted to write a little get well card for her little bestie friend. And so we were sounding out
Aww.
how to write her name. And she says, "Mom, do you think it's okay if I just write a picture for her, or do I have to write a message?" And I said, "Well, your picture is your message, but are there any words that you want to write?" And she says, "Yes, I'm just going to write some squiggles to make sure that I can put in my own words." And I said,
Oh,
"Okay, you can do that." And then she closed up. She goes, "Okay, now I'm ready for you to help me sound out the letters."
please tell me there's a cat in that picture.
Oh, there's always a cat in the picture. My youngest is actually an 80-year-old woman who is surrounded by 12 cats. That's truly who she is. But I was so it was just such a fun little,
I love that functional writing. That's so
oh,
cute.
it's the best. And she did such a great job of sounding out letters and names and giving her anyway, I'm just excited for her. She's so ready for kindergarten. I'm excited for her to get started and see what this journey brings for her.
That's a big milestone and a big change.
It is,
You'll
it
have
is.
both
But
in elementary school.
yes. And strangely, I still feel like it's very odd that I will not be working inside an elementary school. I have so much identity as an elementary school teacher and so much appreciation for what's going on within the building. And I know right now, my time is, spent helping and advocating and coaching parents. And so that's kind of how I'm going to rededicate myself a little bit more this summer and for the next school year. These are some of the goals that I kind of have set. So part of it is that I really want to dive into some more interventions related to RTI, the RTI process, so that when I am attending meetings, I have some specific things. A lot of times, and this is just, I'm very open about this, I do believe that the school knows best and has the most appropriate interventions. But I, inspired by Dr. Mort, I really want to dig into the research and I really want to come prepared. Not demanding that a school uses exactly what I do, but I want to be able to back it up and help kind of promote and share the best practices right now to make sure that they're happening in schools. So I have a whole pile of books all related to interventions for RTI. I can't wait to share them all with you because I'm going to lay out all the
I want to
games. I'm
read
going
them
to
after
get
you read them.
no problem. Of course, we always share books.
Yes.
So of course. I've also gotten some new tutoring resources, which just make me so happy. When Anna Geiger was on, I shared that I had just become a member of her Measured Mom Plus, and I love her resources so much. It's kind of an investment, but I'm so excited because parents have been asking me for a little while now, what kind of review activities can I do while I'm waiting in the car, or what can we do? We're going on this trip, or I need something that would just be like a 5-minute activity that I can just pull when the time is right. And so I have been kind of collecting some of the interventions that I'm doing based on the Measured Moms centers, which is so great. I totally recommend it for teachers, but also for parents for review. So I've been kind of creating a collection of review type activities for my kids. And then I've also taken on a lot more parent coaching responsibilities, especially like related to meetings and how to do your own interventions with their kids. And so that's been really rewarding and fulfilling. And then of course I have my special babies who come to me and do one-on-one tutoring. And I have seen such great progress this year. I'm so proud. I have like a
Awesome.
proud mama moment that I can't wait to share. Oh, you guys.
Are you
So
sharing it now or are you
I'm
gonna
going to share it right now.
Okay.
Oh,
Don't
if I
leave
could
us hanging.
broadcast it even louder, I would. So mom sent me a text message and said that her little boy had the best day ever because he was called out on the announcements. So she sent me a link to their YouTube link. And the principal gets on and says, I have to do a special shout out for my little buddy. I don't have a pseudonym for him yet. Let's call him Casper. So Casper gets a shout out from the principal to the whole school. This school happens to be K through 12,
Okay.
and he had improved on his oral reading fluency by, I'm not joking, 65 words.
Oh my goodness.
65 words. So he had started the year, his goal was 100 words by the end, and he read 100 words, and the principal happened to be in the
Wow.
room with the teacher seeing the intervention done, and they called him out and gave him this huge shout out. He was so proud of himself. And so then the mom sh shared it with me. He came to my house like the next day, and he literally was running up and down the street because he was just so proud of himself. It was just the best.
I love it
So.
when the students finally realize how much better intrinsic motivators feel than the external ones. Like at first, you have to motivate them with that computer time and stickers and pencils and all the other little things. But when they get that feeling of pride that they have made progress and they have put in the work and then they can
Yes.
see the results of that hard work, like that, there is no better feeling than that. There is
Oh,
no bigger prize than that. And I love it when the students can realize that.
that's so good. I've had a really great relationship with his teacher this year. We've had a really good back and forth communication about some of the interventions I'm doing and what she's been working on. Mom is super involved, and like it just, oh, when
Which
it
has made
comes
everything more
together.
impactful because everybody's working together on the same page. That's so
Oh,
cool.
such a good day. So yeah, so that was last week. So anyway, so yeah, happy stuff is going on, you know, and
Yeah.
I'll share a picture of some of my new reading books and everything like that. But I have to say, I was inspired by the literacy lady who is on Instagram if you haven't seen her. She's
We
amazing.
want to become real life friends with her too, because she's here in Atlanta. So we
I
have plans to meet up with
know.
her this summer.
Yes, we do have plans, and she is just fantastic. So I love her approach to things.
She's in
She's
my
so
niche because she's all about like the upper grade struggling readers. So like I
yes,
love her
but
because,
also me because I love that she coaches teachers along too,
Yep.
and doesn't it, you know, doesn't cut corners. Says like this is a hard work, and there's no shame if you are struggling or concerned or don't understand how to reach the specific reader, come to me, let's talk it out together. And I'm like, yes,
Yeah, she keeps it
please.
real.
So anyway, love that, and I'm excited for those plans too. As far as our family plans, we actually have kind of a quiet summer planned, which I'm looking forward to.
You need that.
We're gonna do maybe a short little family trip to Florida, which is where my mom lives. And so we're going to go and visit, and then we're going to also have a quick family wedding. I haven't seen my extended family in a little while, and so I'm excited about that. We are celebrating a big milestone birthday in our house. So both my husband and I are turning 40 this year, and so he is so excited. I don't know if I've shared this on the podcast yet, but he is in two bands. Yes, two. He also has a highly demanding job that takes up many hours out of the week. And so I have proclaimed that I am the greatest wife of all time because allowing your husband to be in not one, but two bands is also really nice. But it brings him so much joy. It's really cathartic. And so he has decided, and we have kind of come together to have this big joint birthday party. There's a big stage. Can't wait. Both of his bands are going to be performing. And, yeah, it should be
I'm
really
excited
fun.
about it.
Yeah, I know. I can't wait to share it. Share this milestone with all of you too. 40. I'm coming into a brand new decade, people. So excited about it.
I turned 40 right before the
Before
right
the
at the end of
pandemic.
season one, right before season two started, like just a
I
few
was
months
pretty
before my
sure you've
brain
been.
injury. It was like I turned 40 and then my brain injury happened and my whole life changed. But anyway.
It's a brand new decade,
Yeah,
Shannon.
yeah.
Way it goes. Also, I'm pretty sure you've been 29 forever, so.
Yes, I look 29.
Me too.
To myself, in my own eyes, I look 29.
Too.
Not to other people. I have this one colleague who calls me ma'am, and it drives me crazy. I'm like, please
Oh
don't call me ma'am. Like, I don't feel like you're ma'am. Like, do not. And he's just being polite. He's in his 20s, you know, but like we work together and I don't want him to call me ma'am. So he catches himself. He's like, oh, I'm sorry, sorry, sorry.
I know when it's ingrained, it's really tough too.
Yeah.
That's so funny. Oh, I love it.
But I just still feel like an early teacher and I just don't want to be the ma'am on the staff,
No,
you
me
know?
neither. Me neither.
So I told you I hired a para this year.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
Tell
the
me
school
more.
hired a para for me and that's been really fun. She's actually like a friend outside of school. She's another soccer mom.
Amazing.
And she was just looking for a short part-time job. She used to be a nurse, but she was and then she was involved. She's been raising her kids, so she took time off from nursing. And then she was really involved in our PTA at our children's school while she was raising the kids. And so she was thinking about going back to nursing. I'm like, well, if you just want like a, you know, a few hours a week job, you could come work on reading with me. And anyway, she's doing it. And it's so
Yay.
amazing because she's very smart and gifted. And so she's taking to it really quickly. She was
Super.
scared, you know, for me to assign students to her, but everything I show her, she just immediately takes it and runs with it. And she's doing an amazing job. And she's already seen, she started back in the fall. And so like, and I had her help with the younger students because you can see progress faster with them. And so there's this one kindergarten student and she now sends me like little videos because that student it was very much struggling in October, November. And then now she is reading any word you put in front of her. And it's so exciting. And the student has become so confident and so proud of herself. And it's just anyway. So it's nice to see my para has like felt that high of like that, you know,
Yes.
like that light bulb moment. Like I helped, you know, this reader grow. And so
The
and then
magic at the
also
kidney table.
exactly she is at the kidney table. We have two in our room. And then she has also just gotten the office in order, just like my house is a mess. The office was a mess. We've ordered so many resources with federal funds at my school, but then they've just been it's just still in boxes and not organized, not inventoried. The teach, you know, so that I could use them, the teachers could use them. We didn't group it by skill or anything like that. And so she has just come through and just been like, Shannon, we got to put this in order. We got to put like take everything out of your old Ziploc bags and put them in a professional Ziploc, you know, professional little thing. We're going to order pouches on Amazon. We're going to order nice
Nice.
sturdy folders. You know, you've had these things for a long time that are all just sort of scattered. Let's put it all in order. And that's really made our intervention so much better because like we last week we got a new student who had been in a foreign country for a while and had been sort of in an online school haphazardly, and he's in first grade and he is missing a lot of foundational skills because that
Yeah.
is not a good year to be interrupted. And so we immediately, day one, had to assess a ton of things to know exactly what his learning goals are because we're only going to have him for like a month before the summer.
Right.
And so we were able to put our hands on the assessments that first day that he enrolled in our school. And then we were able to go through all the organized resources based on his assessment results and go, okay, these are good activities for him. Let's stick them all in this box and then let's put them in order and make kind of like a recipe kind of menu for, you know, his
Yes.
intervention time. And we're already tracking it. And it's like he's already learned like five sight words in just three work days with us, and he's already like learned half his letter sounds and is blending them. And I don't think he actually has a, you know, a learning issue. It's just a matter of a, you know, a delay in being exposed to these standards and these skills. And so I just appreciate that the organization has really helped us actually, you know, get started that much quicker and that much more efficiently and things like that. So also with that, next year I can because she's already learning so much about how to teach decoding and phonemic awareness, that I am able to delegate more of that work to her. And then now I can go deeper into helping the students with writing and grammar and language comprehension. And so we're
Yay.
serving the same students, but now we can serve them in double areas of literacy. And so that's just going to be that much more impactful. So I'm really excited about that for next
Oh,
year.
I'm so happy for you too. That makes such a difference. The organization piece is really,
Well, because
it's,
I had moved like schools,
that's what I was
I
going
had
to
moved
say.
offices 3 times
Yep.
with my brain injury happening, and I didn't know where anything was. You know, like I would have a colleague say, "Oh, I need an activity for this." I'd be like, "I have one. I don't know where
Somewhere,
it is." You
right,
know?
somewhere.
And now I can say, "I have it. Here it is." Yeah, that
Yay.
feels really good to be able to put it, you know, anyway. Oh.
In the last 2 months, I have done a huge reorganization of all of my materials and things like that. And I think that it's true. You forget what an exhausting task it is. And I really appreciate you coming back to, how difficult it can be for you with your brain injury and how you had to relearn how to do a lot of organizing and things like that. But for same for me, I have gone through everything. And I'm trying really hard now to make sure that I have kind of closed spaces so that students are not distracted. I've kind of like lightened up the colors in my space so
Oh,
that
yeah.
it's not so distracting. And for me, it's even made such a big difference. But full disclosure, we're redoing our office area, which is like the adult office area. And then I call it my classroom in our house, and it's an office, bedroom
We should share
area.
some pictures on Instagram. I think people
I
want to
will.
see it.
Oh, let me clean it up and make it look really pretty, and then I'll
No,
share
you show it the real thing and then
it.
show the after. Show it
That's
is
true.
real and then show it's after.
It's so true. But that's real life, people. It is. But the thing is, I've been sharing this space with my kids, so it's also their art space, and it's also their kind of drop zone for their schoolwork. I can't wait to not share with
Okay.
them. I can't wait to not
So they'll
share with
have
them.
their space and you'll have your space.
I will have a more dedicated official office space area for all of my like official paperwork and like where I want to keep my like my menu of interventions, and I know exactly where to pull those things because sometimes I'll have things very neatly organized, and then all of a sudden there'll be 3 drawings of Pikachu on top of
Well, and we have
it.
years and years of resources collected,
Oh
and
man.
in our eyes, they're all valuable. And so we need to be able to have them because we know which ones we want to
So true.
use with certain students. So,
Oh, so true. Oh.
well, what else are you looking forward to next year? You're going to continue advocacy,
I'm
parent
going to continue.
coaching,
Yes.
tutoring.
Yes, all of these things and digging back into the podcast. Those are my major goals for next year. I think that all of it kind of brings along a lot of professional development, which is something that I'm really grateful that I've been able to continue on my journey, my professional journey this way. But yeah, I've done a lot of advocacy lately this year, and so I'm really proud of that. And with that comes some referrals and some new families to kind of like get invested with. And so yeah, I'm doing that too.
You're like
So.
Mary Poppins, and like you're like, you know, floating on the umbrella to this new family, and you're gonna like impact their lives and help them, and then you can move on and go help
It's
another
been really,
family.
it's been kind of rewarding. I have to share, I'm really proud of myself for organizing my tutoring schedule this summer. I have often not put my family as the number one priority when it comes to scheduling. And I've often kind of like deferred, like, okay, when is it going to be available for, or the best time for me to do tutoring is after school at this, specific time, or after camps, especially during the summer. And so this year I have actually worked backwards. I'm really proud of myself. I dedicated a specific number of hours for each student. So, student A has this many lessons that I want them to accomplish throughout the summer. And then I gave a sign-up genius that has my available hours for tutoring, and the families can sign up whenever it is convenient for them. And so if that means 3 sessions in 1 week, no problem. If it means 1 session per week, great. If it means something different, I have been a little bit more flexible with that, and it has taken such a burden off of me right
Awesome.
now. And then it also, those hours I can also use as my dedicated work time hours. And then I truly do have some scheduled off hours. And sometimes when you work from home or work for yourself, that can
It
be
never feels
challenging.
like it ever ends. Yeah. So this way you can like kind of close it. The
I
workday's
could
done. Yeah.
exactly and know exactly what my schedule is. So I'm proud of myself
Amazing.
for that.
Well, next year, my kind of theme for my teaching is sort of putting it all together. Like we've been learning about the science of reading. We've been learning about the reading ring. We've been learning about just, I kind of learned all this kind of on my own, through
Right.
experimentation with the students, but it wasn't the most efficient way because I did try out some things that weren't very effective. And so now we're learning the right way,
To
from
put
the
it into
start,
action.
right, to put it into action. And so I'm just excited to kind of put all these pieces together for in my resource practice at my school. And then I want us to really talk about that on the podcast too, is just sort of taking all these discrete topics that we've been chatting about and like, what does that look like woven together? Like as the reading rope, what does that look like as a cohesive reading program?
Yeah, in practice.
Whatever role you are, if it's classroom, if it's resource, if it's a reading specialist, if it's a tutor, if it's a parent or whatever, like what does that look like when everything is like together? Are you doing the balance of enough time with vocabulary and comprehension and decoding and all of that? So I'm excited to talk about all that on the season and get some other guests, maybe repeat guests, and then also, some new guests. And then I like that with your more available hours through the podcast that we are able to open up our Patreon to a few more slots so that we can help teachers be able to put it together too. So that they can take what they've learned, or if they want to delve deeper into some topics that we've talked about, that we can help them develop their assessment portfolio, or we can help them, make sure that their lesson plans are balanced and include all the components that are needed for the five pillars of reading and things like that.
I'm so excited about this part too. I think that this is, like I was saying, I just feel like we're kind of coming into our own teaching model through the podcast here, and it feels good and exciting, and yeah, just something that we can be really proud of.
Yeah. So if people want more information, they can go to patreon.com/readingteachers lounge or just on our homepage, there's a link where you can like get more information. And then please connect with us via email so that we can stay in touch with you over the summer because we will miss you.
We may be
And
asking you prompts. Please respond to those prompts
yes,
too. We really
we'd
do want to hear
love
about
hearing from people.
our listeners and what your plans are. So
Yeah.
please, 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 you'll hear
Like
back
right
from
now,
us.
some people that have been contacting us, just finding us our email address on our website and writing us messages. But this way, it'll be a little easier. You'll get a message from us. We'll ask you a question. You can write us back, or you can just respond to any message that you've received from us. It'll be in your inbox. You'll also be able to have saved information about each of our episodes in your inbox so that, oh, what were those resources they recommended about short vowels? Oh, they're all here in my inbox. I can just save them in a folder and I can go to them and it'll save you a step from having to go to our website. So, I've enjoyed recapping the season with you
Too.
and just thinking about the year, and I love hearing about your personal life. We just haven't had a lot of time to sit at your kitchen counter and talk, so this was nice. This episode might have been a
This
little
is
longer than listeners wanted it to be, but it's just been nice catching up with you.
likewise. And
Yeah.
if you still stuck around with us, just know that we're happy you're here too.
And stay a little bit longer
Stay a little bit longer
so
because we
you can
do
meet
have a really
Kelsey.
important message. Yeah, Kelsey's
Yes.
awesome. You're gonna love to hear what we are bringing to you soon.
Yes. So stay tuned, even after this episode kind of winds down, and listen to our chat with Kelsey from Wife Teacher Mommy. And we're going to be going in more detail about the Educate and Rejuvenate conference that we're participating in on June 27th to 28th. We hope everybody else had a really good school year and that you were going into the summer not so burned out. If you are, that's okay. Take some time to rest and rejuvenate. But we hope that you can at least remember some good things about this school year and the ways that you've helped readers. Hey, everybody, listening with us. We have a special segment here during our episode to chat with a guest in the Teacher's Lounge. We normally don't chat with guests during our finale episode, but we wanted to bring in a special guest. Her name is Kelsey Sorensen from Wife Teacher Mommy, and she is going to share with you a lot more details about a big thing that Mary and I are taking part of in this summer. So, welcome, Kelsey.
Thank you for having me, Shannon and Mary. I'm so excited to be here on your podcast. I've actually like admired it for a while, like seen your podcast and yeah, listened
Thank
to it.
you.
And you two are
Thanks so
great.
much.
But I'm really excited for Educate and Rejuvenate and that you two are part of it. But what it is we're doing our second year of this event, which is our big teacher conference, where we bring together so many amazing educators that we've curated together, both teachers and homeschool parents. So if you are a parent, we've got you too. And we've organized it really well this year. We have like a parent track and a teacher track. And then we also have sessions that like could be applicable to both. And you aren't locked into one. So you can like, watch any of them you want, but you can also, like, if you're like, I just want the teacher sessions or I just want the parent ones, you can do that too. So it's really organized in that way. We're going to be learning all about all different kinds of strategies. I know you're focused on literacy here, but if anybody's listening and they're like, I would like some science, I would like some other things, I would like some mental health and mindset, I feel like everybody needs that. We've got that going on at the event, but we also have tons of incredible sessions about literacy, which I am really excited about. We've got some incredible guests this year. I would actually love to hear really quick about your session, and then we can kind of talk about some of the other great ones too.
Okay. Ours is called Key Pieces for Reading Success or Key Pieces for Reading Development. And it's what Mary and I, this is kind of what bonded us, Mary and I, at the beginning and started the Reading Teachers Lounge, was we realized the first time we met that there were kind of four things in common that like most readers need as their foundational skills. And so we just want to share those because that's what we look for. We're both in the intervention realm. Mary, is a Orton Gillingham trainer. I mean, Orton Gillingham
Trained,
tutor.
and I'm a tutor, right?
Yes.
Exactly.
And
Right.
so we're both in that realm of like a lot of times working with struggling readers. But any reader we meet, whether they're struggling or not, we make sure that they have these four things before we move on to some other skills like comprehension and fluency and things like that. But we always make sure look for these four things. So we want to share those with in more detail than just what we've talked about on the podcast.
And also giving tips and tricks about how, once you identify what those weaknesses are, how can you start to kind of create those interventions for your kids? So we have some action plan items too.
Just because sometimes when you meet a person, a new re struggling reader, and you're like, where do I start? Like, I don't know. How do I even start helping this child? That's where I was stuck. I didn't learn this stuff until I was like a 5th or 6th year teacher,
Right.
of knowing like where is the first step in the action plan. And that's what we're going to be sharing.
I love that. And like you said, like you're doing this session, which is even a little bit more in depth than
Yes.
on the podcast. So you can come, you can watch this session. And the great thing that I'm really excited about, I don't even know if I've explained to you two completely how this works, but we have a Facebook group component to this event. And so every presenter is going to have their own like post dedicated to their session. And there will actually be giveaways for each session for like commenting on each session, like either like it can just be like, thank you, I loved your session or whatever. But also, if you have questions, we encourage our presenters to come in and like answer them or be like, hey, maybe this podcast episode might be helpful for you to kind of dive in deeper on that or whatever. So it's a great way for you to not only just be talked to, but interact with not only the speakers, but even the other attendees in the group. Last year, we saw a lot of interaction and engagement with teachers connecting even with each other. And I just love to see that community component where, I love podcasts. I love how we get to share, but this is where it kind of gets to be like we get to interact together too, not just one way, which
Well,
I
we
love.
call it the Reading Teachers Lounge because we don't want
Yeah.
it to just be a vacuum of us talking together. We want everybody to join in the conversation. That's what we say
Yeah.
at the beginning and end of every episode. And so I love the Facebook group. We are going to be very active in there during the
Yeah.
event so that we can interact with everybody, answer questions, and just get
Yeah,
to
and
know the teachers and parents that are attending virtually.
I think too, this is the title that you have too, the Educate and Rejuvenate. It's so rejuvenating after you attend a conference and you're like, oh, Oh my gosh, yes. Now I have some tools. I have a little bit of time to digest this and I can think about it. And I do find it to be really rejuvenating. And I think also the connections too are just so critical when you feel like, sometimes you're just putting one foot forward in front of the other when you're in your classroom, especially in the month of May, especially leading up into the summer months. You're just doing the best you can. And I think that if you are able to take some time and really like grant yourself the gift of education over the summer and really re-plug into why you really love doing what you're doing and dedicating a bit of time, it makes all the difference. So just
And
love
you can
this.
be Netflixing and being in your PJs and soft pants while you're watching the sessions and interacting in the Facebook group.
It's great. You get to do it from home. You don't have to pay to travel anywhere. It's so affordable because it's only $19 to attend the event. Like, even most virtual conferences I've seen cost more than that. And we have two incredible keynotes too. I don't know if we mentioned we have Mr. D, Joe Dombrowski, is a keynote, and we have
Yay.
Christina Kuzmich as a keynote.
I am such a fan of hers. Like,
I love her.
amazing.
Her Target things, like her Target talks and stuff like that are amazing.
Have
She's
you
so
seen the
funny.
one where she's like throwing everything in her cart to buy for teachers? She's like, I'll buy you a microwave. I'll buy you this. I'll buy you that. Like,
Love
look what all
her.
you do for my children. She's amazing. And honestly, I paid quite a bit to just see her when she came here. And I know you could do the same for Joe. Like, these keynotes make it worth it alone. And then each of these individual sessions, just how much you can learn and all the connections you can make. It's a really worthwhile experience. I just wanted to make, like, whenever I go to an event, whether it's education or, just personal development, which I do a lot of, like, I always get kind of that event high afterward. Like, it's not even just like what you learned. I mean, that is part of it, but it's also just the like rejuvenation and the inspiration. And it might spark an idea that isn't even what the presenter was saying, but it's just like that you took the time and the intention to do this. Like, it just sparks a lot, basically.
I totally agree. We're so excited to be part of this, and we're so happy. We hope that all of our listeners join and take advantage of this time. So, thanks so much.
Well, I see some familiar friends as other presenters. Like, we've got Allison Ryan, who we
Yes,
had on
she's
during
great.
our, I think she was in our third season. We talked to her about spelling tests, whether they were good or bad. I'm such a super fan of Angela Watson. I will be attending her session. Who else do you have that's literacy focused?
So Sierra Harris is doing a session all about maximizing comprehension through reading strategies. So that will be really great for like after your foundational one, because you kind of talk about what they need to do like before comprehension. This will be great for comprehension. Dee Dee Wills is talking about the science of reading, which is a hot topic right now.
That's
So
right.
we've got that covered. I believe Amy Nielsen from Planning Playtime is also doing a reading session, but I forgot to pull what her title was. So I can't remember exactly what it was, but she is incredible. She presented last year too. So we were really excited to have her back. She's just very knowledgeable in the realm of literacy, especially for early literacy. She's great. And then we have Ashley Rives is doing Three Mistakes to Avoid to Rock Early Literacy. We have simplifying reading instruction with a multi-sensory approach with Christina from Sleep for
Mary, so
Kindergarten.
excited. Love that. Oh, that's great.
So I feel like we've just got a really, and there are more too. Those are just a few
Oh, Marty
that stood out
Ginsburg.
to me.
We love her. We had her on the season this year.
Yeah, she's
She's really
fantastic.
good.
She
Yeah.
taught
So
us all about the reading brain.
yes. Yeah, she we just have some incredible presenters. It's like I could go on all day about how amazing each person is that we have at this event. We're
Here's
just
reminder
really
one to everybody listening. Go to our show notes. Also, go to our Instagram, and we have a highlight on our Instagram with a link for all the information. And then you can, in our show notes, we're definitely going to have the link for information. And then you can sort once you go to the site that the link brings you to based on sessions, if you are a teacher audience, a parent audience, or both.
Yes. And then when you get into the actual event hub itself, like on the page, we couldn't do like read, like break it down too much. That would just have been a very cluttered page. But when you get into the actual event hub, and we're still working on it right now, but the plan is that like there'll be the tracks, then it'll be broken down by like, you know, literacy and science and mental health and burnout and different things. So you can kind of identify, like you're like, I want to focus on literacy right now, or then I want to, you know, I'm feeling a little burned out, or I need some new mindset strategies. I'm going to go over here. You can kind of easily sift through and find the sessions that you want to watch. Because
so let's say my sister, she's like an interested parent because of my nephews and their reading development. And so she listens to the podcast. So let's say she buys a ticket for $19. What is she going to get with that ticket? And what dates does she need to save and things like that?
Oh, perfect. Yes. So for the event, the main event is happening on June 27th and 28th. That is when like the live keynotes will be and the live portions of the event. Like we're going to do some roundtables with presenters, which we need to get to planning and get you some information if you want to participate in those. But we're still planning that. There'll be some live coaching. There'll be the workouts will be in the mornings on those days. But for the pre-recorded sessions, we ended up last year, we just gave like, it was like a day before and a day after to watch the pre-recorded. But this year we listened, for one, we listened to some feedback and people were like, well, I wanted to be able to attend the live portions, but then also watch the pre-recorded and I didn't want to be on my computer all day. So we're like, totally get that. And we also have more presenters last year than we did last year, just because we have both tracks and we had so many amazing applications. And I'm like, I don't want to say no, you know?
Amazing.
You know? So, we gave people more time. So they have 10 days to watch. So it'll start that, I don't remember the actual number date. It'll be that Friday before we'll give access. I believe that's the 24th.
Okay.
I believe, but it's the Friday before the Tuesday. And then it'll be until the following Monday, I believe. So you'll have plenty of time to go in and watch with that ticket to be able to watch whatever sessions you would like during that time. If you would like longer, we have an upgraded ticket where you not only get early access, so you get access earlier in June, and then you'll have all the way through the end of December to watch the sessions. So
you also get free gifts with that. And let me tell you,
a ton of stuff.
I put my entire syllables bundle of teaching units in there. So it is 6 weeks of teaching syllables, PowerPoints, student practice pages, lesson plans. They've been very popular in my TPT store, and I put the entire thing in there as a bonus for people.
Reason enough to sign up and take advantage of that.
And other other presenters have put in extra things for the upgraded ticket too. Like it is so much stuff you're getting with the upgraded ticket beyond just being able to watch the sessions until December.
We have 38 resources submitted. Like, let me just share a few of them that are on here. Like we've got, okay, here is a hot one from Brittany Blackwell that you're all going to want. It's normally $15 just for this. And it's AI for teachers, how to use artificial intelligence to streamline your classroom. And I feel like that is such a hot topic right now. Like everyone's like, how do I simplify everything with artificial intelligence? Like, how do we use this to our advantage? So you can learn that. And she has a session about it, but if you upgrade, you get her actual like resource to help you use
that. That's amazing.
Yes. And we have, let's see, there's just so many amazing things. We have Sierra Harris's reading strategy guidebook. Mm-hmm. We have a Linktivity sampler pack of like all these digital games. So many amazing, your phonics unit, that is normally $24. Like I think altogether this pass, when we added everything together, it's worth over $800. Yeah, we're including all of our ready to go sub plans for our contribution. We're including all of our sub plans, set number one for pre-K through six in printable and digital. So that was $185 value right there.
Wow. What's so fun about going to like in-person conferences is you get that little like tote bag with the handle.
Yeah.
And you go around to all the tables and you're getting like the free pens and you're getting the free pencils and you're getting the free little things, you know, and the little candy sometimes. But like here, if you get the upgraded ticket, you're getting like upgraded swag.
Yeah.
Like
it's upgraded.
Just a ton of resources to be able to like start your year off right as a reading teacher.
Amazing. Yeah. And I feel like with the regular ticket, you are getting those like, you know, smaller things, you know, because most presenters are offering like a freebie or like, you know, additional resources with their session. But with the Platinum Pass, it's just like, it's not like, oh, here's a little sample. Here's a little, it's like, here's the whole thing. Like, here you go.
Incredible.
It's exciting.
And you just have more time to watch and participate in the event. So.
Right. Cause you might want to rewatch it. Like, oh, I started this strategy, you know, like in September or during the, you know, first few weeks of school or during your first teaching unit. Oh, let me rewatch that session to remember it, you know, and maybe you always get a second layer of understanding the next time you
definitely
watch it. I totally agree with that. And there might even be sessions where it's like, oh, I'm really focused on, like, if you had the 10 days, like, I'm really going to focus on the literacy ones, maybe mm-hmm. if you're a reading teacher. But maybe there are some other ones you might be interested in too if you just had a bit more time to explore. So it just gives you that time where you don't have to feel like, okay, I need to be spending all the time these 10 days. Like, I can take my whole summer and mm-hmm. just like, oh, the other thing, this is a big part of it. I can't believe I forgot to mention it until now. With the Platinum, you also get all the sessions in podcast format, like the private podcast feed. Which, so like, if, you know, if you're listening now, you know the value of podcasts.
Yes,
like,
absolutely.
So then that you helps can
listen
you get more.
And fold laundry and wash dishes and do all the things that you have to do.
Yeah. And I mean, you can do that with videos, but it's more clunky. Like with a podcast, it's just like,
Full disclosure, every time that is an option for a conference, I always upgrade for it because that is how I get my, you know, dishes done and that I'm trying mm-hmm. to just like get a few things done. I will pop on a podcast. And if I'm getting professional development, like, hello, amazing.
Right. Yeah, I love the podcast version. That's actually like, you know, because we're spending so much time doing this conference, that's how I do the content. I do it on the podcast. I'm like, here we go. Send that to me. And then I can listen to all the amazing sessions because I want to learn from everybody too, you know?
You put together just a great group of participants. Like, we feel very honored to be a part of this group. So.
Well, I'm honored that you joined it. And I'm honored of all the people who joined us too. Like, it was just like, wow. Like, it's amazing to be able to connect and network with so many amazing educators and experts in the field in different ways. We all have like different specialties. So it's mm-hmm. really cool when we all come together because we all share our strengths and it just lifts everybody up.
Yeah. I love Carrie Tracy. Is she presenting Let's See About Science?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Carrie's amazing.
Fun, not fluff, facilitating superlative STEM challenges. And I've attended a training she's done too. She's just a really fun trainer. So yes. I bet her workshop's going to be really, you know, interactive. I mean, it's a webinar, it's a pre-recorded webinar, but I think she'll still be able to make it really fun and interactive. And I know she'll be fun in the live sessions too. So
yeah, she's like the person when I think of STEM, like Carrie, mm-hmm. she's so good. And that is not like, I'll admit that is not my expertise. You know, I think we all have what is our expertise. And so like, I was like, STEM, we need Carrie, mm-hmm. you know?
So. And we just had Jamie Sears on the podcast about her new book. And I see she's presenting about lesson plan in half the time. That'll be another great session.
Yeah.
That people from a lot of different grade levels can attend.
Yes. Yeah. And that's the great thing is there is a wide variety. It's not just like for those early teachers. It's like, you know, we personally cover through sixth grade at Wife Teacher Mommy, but we have a few where like middle school or high school, like that could apply to them as well. So all the way.
You know, Mary, I love Angela Watson. I've talked about her so much, but hers is so The much. Fewer Things Better. Remember I talked about her book?
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm going to attend that one. It might be podcast first, and then I'll watch the video later with the Platinum Pass, but Fewer Things Better, Design a Practical Plan to Teach with Intentionality. Love
yeah. I'm Angela so is excited. Incredible. And so I just interviewed her for the podcast. She is so good. And she's actually one of our like featured speaker sponsors. She is amazing. And she'll share a little bit about her 40-hour work week too, which is
an
incredible program.
I took it, not an affiliate or anything. Yeah. My mom gave it to me for Christmas one year and it saved my life. I met her and I was like, "You're Angela Watson." And she's like, "Yes, I am." And I'm like, "You saved my life." And she's like, "Aww. Okay, nice to meet you."
It's so true. That was right at the very beginning of when we started podcasting.
Yes,
but I feel like that was like
abruptly gotten put back in the classroom for being a reading specialist. Yes.
Yeah.
Oh,
but also I feel like she was like the synergy that just kind of came together and you're like, okay, I have to switch some things around. And the podcast really started going,
oh.
You started making your own materials, all great things.
It was not hyperbole. I really meant it to her. Like I credit her with that year of my life and
getting me set.
I mean, it's, and I still employ the practices I learned in 40-hour work week to this day. It's amazing. So
I also think that what's so great is just that all the people that are kind of coming together have this very strong, positive, you can do it mentality. And you can do it. I can do it. Come on. I'm bringing you along kind of mentality.
Yeah.
And let's all think smarter, not harder, which, you know, is something that we commonly say here on our podcast, but I think that's what everybody's really looking for. So I feel
solutions rather than like, I mean, we want to sometimes vent about the problems, but then we're more focused on solutions and like, what can we do in a way that's not going to burn us out, but make us feel more in control and that we're helping the students, which is, that's what we do, what we do.
Yeah, 100%. And that's what I do. Like, I certified as a life coach, you know, so I'm all about like, you know, finding those solutions. Like, obviously we need to talk through the problems. We need to figure out the thought patterns that are like, you know, maybe causing what might be considered a problem and what we can do to kind of shift those and help us, you know, find the solutions instead of just sitting in the overwhelm and living there. We want to figure out how we move forward.
And you're right, Mary, like all the people that are a part of this have that mentality. They're all positive. It's just, this is going to be so exciting. Is there anything else you want everybody to know about the event while we have you with us?
Just that I really hope to see them there because we're going to have so much fun. And it's going, like you said, all the incredible presenters, every single person there is going to help lift you up and feel rejuvenated and ready for the new school year. And the one thing I just love about this conference is it is like everybody, like you said, lifting everybody up. We have this nice balance of like, we start the day with a workout. Like we make sure we look at you as not just like a teacher, like not like just a teacher is the thing, but you know, but you're outside of that, you're all the other things in your life too. So we want to support you as a teacher so you can enjoy your whole life, not just in the classroom or, you know, with your kids that you teach at home if you're a parent. So
we're here. Well, I mean, your wife teacher mommy. So it,
right.
So like you made it for you, you know, in terms of like, okay, I'm wearing the mom hat or I'm wearing the wife hat. I'm wearing just the person hat where I have a first name and I'm not just Miss Betts, you know, like you kind of flow through the day in all those roles. And there's parts in this event for all those roles of your life.
Oh, absolutely. And the one thing I always have to mention too, is you don't have to be a wife. You don't have to be a mommy. Like because sometimes we really get those questions. And that's why we made the event like Educate and Rejuvenate. Like it's like different, but like, you can be as long as you're a teacher, like you are welcome or like of any kind, whether
you're interested in education, children,
interested in education. Yeah. Like, and kind of what one of the other, she's another speaker actually, Chrissy Nichols, and she's a coach in our program. And she was like a teacher in my book is anybody who taught anybody anything, you know, which is like, you know, so a parent, if you're teaching your children, that counts. Okay. Or if you're like, oh, I'm not a teacher, I'm a school counselor, that you're a teacher. Like, you know, you are there supporting people, you care about education. Yeah. There will be something here for you.
And it's a cheap price. Remind everybody.
Yeah. It's $19. And then, if you upgrade your ticket as you check out, you'll be able to save money on the Platinum Pass as well. And the sooner you do that, because it goes up each week. So if you're listening to this now, go grab that link in the show notes if you want to upgrade, because the price goes up every week. And then during the event, it'll be $97. But if you want to upgrade sooner, you'll save some money.
Great.
Thank you so much for joining us. It's nice to finally actually meet you and not just.
Yeah, you too.
And we are just so excited about, you know, everything in June. We'll be there that week interacting with you and everybody else.
We can't wait to talk to you all too as soon as you sign up for the conference too. Thank you.
Thank you.